You're with Kate Talk.
Now, in this week's collaboration with Carte Blanche, we're not speaking as we usually do to a producer, but rather going straight to the subject of the story, because she happens to be a guest we've had on the show before. And if you were watching last night, you will have seen the insert on the story of Andy Kawa, a rape survivor who sued police for botching her case. I'm going to very briefly recap the details because it's not where I want the focus of the interview to be. But for the sake of those who haven't heard our previous discussions, Andy was abducted at knife point on the Port Elizabeth beachfront in December 2010. She was dragged into the nearby bushes. She was held for 15 hours and suffered repeated sexual assaults by multiple men during this time before her captors finally let her go. And during all of that time, police failed to respond urgently, firstly to the missing persons report that had been filed by her frantic family and friends. And then when they did eventually mount a search, they failed to cover the section of the beachfront where she was being held. After her escape, she took them to court. She argued that their handling of not just the night in question, but also the subsequent case, had caused her further grievous trauma. And she won the initial high court case, but it was then overturned on appeal. And at the point we last spoke to her, Andy was waiting on a date to take the matter before the Constitutional Court. Now, last month we heard that she had done so and that she had emerged victorious. I am delighted to have her with us on the line to talk to us more about this absolutely landmark judgment. Andy Kawa, lovely to have you back on the show. Welcome back to Cape Talk.
Thank you, Pippa. Lovely to be in the show again.
Thank you. Well, I have to start by saying congratulations on the outcome, Andy, because the fortitude it took to stick it out through 12 years of fighting this case. As you told Carte Blanche, you were fighting for some semblance of justice. Now that you have finally won, does it feel like you've got that semblance of justice?
Pippa, I think that I have to wait and see what the police do and how they change their systems in dealing with cases of gender-based violence and rape for me to be able to talk about whether I am happy or not. Of course, I am pleased with the judgment because it puts a responsibility on the police to investigate cases of gender-based violence, and that they can be liable where their actions or failures to act reasonably and diligently can cause harm to people, and that it will result in the sustainability and meaningfulness of addressing numerous issues such as training of police, particularly in cases of gender-based violence, in the way they carry their duties. The police must be deterred from causing similar harm to others.
You know, you talk about causing harm. I mean, Andy, listening to renowned former policeman Bushy Engelbrecht talk on Carte Blanche last night, I mean, he was absolutely scathing of, I don't even want to call it the police investigation of your case, because it looked like they hardly made any effort to investigate at all. You were doing your own investigation. You were tracking down witnesses. You were collecting CCTV camera footage and handing it on to them saying, look, I have found this. Please do something. Please follow up. And it just felt like they wouldn't lift a finger to do anything but stamp another page and move along, even to the point of not advising you when court dates were pending or anything like what should be expected as the bare minimum offered to a victim. I know that since you published your book describing what you'd been through, a lot of other women in particular have reached out to you saying it was like this for me too. The bottom line is that what you went through is very sadly not a unique experience.
That is the sad thing. The sad thing is that the negligence of the police still continues. Their handling of cases of GBV and rape hasn't changed. I think that they still call victims and say, please call me or come and help me with a car. I don't have a car. They don't have the tools for investigation. And I think that that is scathing for the police, especially the Minister of Police, who had claimed that he wanted in the last few years, that he wanted to be a part of the solution in eradicating gender-based violence in the country, and yet his own department and his own portfolio is actually doing the direct opposite. They do not care. They do not do their job, and they are shameless in doing that.
Andy, I just want to quote from the Constitutional Court ruling to give our listeners a sense of what the finding included. Justice Pula Tlaletsi confirmed that the state has a duty to protect women against all forms of gender-based violence that impair their enjoyment of fundamental rights and freedoms. And secondly, that the state must take reasonable and appropriate measures to prevent the violation of those rights. And in your case, they found that hadn't happened. Certainly in terms of prevention, the slowness to take up the hunt, the inexcusable lack of commitment to the search for you, that more officers were sitting at a police station just up the road and yet weren't deployed to join in the search, which could have been a game changer for your case. And then, of course, the subsequent failures you've mentioned of just the total lack of commitment to prosecuting the case. I mean, they're strong words from the Con Court. What implication do they have for you personally, Andy? I mean, for listeners, I've had a lot of listeners already messaging me saying, will there be a judgment of any money due to Andy on the basis of that? Or is this really only about the bigger legal picture of what the court has underlined about women and what they should expect from the system?
Well, I mean, I think that instituting the case was to ensure that I receive some semblance of justice.
Yeah.
And so there will be a claim for damages. That is still in the process.
Okay.
And but for me, the most important thing, I think, that is to have the systems change so that perpetrators can be caught and brought to book so that there is a decrease in gender-based violence and rape. And it's not only the police that are supposed to do that. I think that even in society, in our families, in our communities, we need to adopt as a country a zero tolerance towards rape and gender-based violence. Mm. And that includes, that means that all of us as society will be part of that. But the police are important in the sense that they are the ones who are gatekeepers to the justice of victims. Because without them doing a proper job in putting in a good docket that is ready and fit for trial, then the perpetrators will continue to get impunity.
Yeah. Andy, in your case, that didn't happen. You've never had the kind of justice that meant somebody appeared in the dock charged with the crime against you and had the opportunity to go on trial. You simply have never had that. Do you hold out any hope that it might still be possible, or have you basically given up on the possibility of ever facing your attackers in court?
Well, I've given up in the sense that in 2018, during the trial, the police came up with a DNA analysis that we had been asking for 8 years, of a paper that had a blood next to it. And only during the trial, after 8 years, did they say that, and they said they didn't know where that paper landed.
Aye.
And only during the trial did they say they found it, and they put it through DNA analysis, and yes, there are blood in the DNA in that paper matched the DNA of one of the perpetrators.
Sure.
But then they never did anything after that. They keep on saying the case is not closed. But if the case is not closed, they should be investigating. I've not heard from police since 2012, apart from when we met in court.
Sure.
So I think that the semblance of justice, I do not hope to get that.
Yeah, it's very.
But
very
I do not want this to happen to other victims.
Yeah. Andy, so carry on.
I think that so the importance of consequences and liability to be placed on police is a good thing to show that if at all they do not do their job, victims have the right and the constitutional right to put a case against the police for their negligence and wrongful doing.
Andy, my final question is whether, looking back on the last 12 years and the personal cost to you of fighting this case all the way to the Constitutional Court, you finally have the outcome you were looking for, but I know it's come at extreme cost to you in terms of your mental health, the further re-traumatization you've undergone. I don't even want to begin to imagine the cost of legal fees involved. Has it been worth it? If you sit here now and talk to me in 2022, 12 years after the crime took place, was it worth it to keep fighting all the way to the Concord?
I asked my lawyer, David, that I think that a week ago, I said, I wonder whether it was worth it. I think that it will be worth it if the Minister of Police can ensure that police who are entrusted with the duty of investigating are properly trained and do their jobs. It will be worth it if the Minister of Police ensures that SAPS does diligent investigations in order for perpetrators to be put to book. It will be worth it if vital steps to enhance and improve the quality of investigations are done, which have to be conducted efficiently and speedily. It will be worth it if at all there are better and stronger supervision of investigators and case management of each rape case that is reported. I think that this is just the beginning of something I think that can be worth a while, but only if there is will from the Minister of Police and all his directives who work for SAPS to change their systems and change their attitude so that they can be more focused on policing and investigation than on trying to defend themselves when they are caught wanting.
Andy Kawa, wonderful to have you with us on the show today, and thank you for having the fortitude and the courage to keep on fighting on behalf of every other woman that this might protect from going through what you've gone through. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today, and I hope that perhaps you'll consider writing some additional chapters to the book Kwanele Enough. It is still available in South African bookstores, published by Tafelberg. It is a recount of what Andy went through, both in the ordeal itself and in her case with police, and I hope it will be updated to reflect the ultimate victory that she has secured in the Constitutional Court.